Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Well, today we are welcoming Levi Carey, Executive Director of the HRMC Foundation, back to the show. Thanks for joining me again, Levi.
Thanks for having me.
So, topic of the week is scholarships, something that the foundation is pretty well known for here in our community and is really feeding the pipeline of healthcare professionals in our community, in our region. So, tell us about scholarships and what the foundation offers.
Yeah, so we've got three different scholarships that we're able to offer to students in the area here, thanks to our very generous donors, both within HRMC and out in the community. The first one of these scholarships is our Helping Hand Scholarship, which is available to our employees, their spouses, and their children. All the funds that are given out through the Helping Hand Scholarship Program are donated by HRMC employees. So it's all internal, and those scholarships are available to those individuals for really anything they want to pursue, any career, whether it be through a technical college or university. The second scholarship that we have is the Interest Scholarship. The Interest Scholarship is available to students in our area who are interested in pursuing a healthcare-related field, but maybe aren't ready to commit to coming back to Huron. And then the final scholarship is a Commitment Scholarship. In some cases, we partner with Build Dakota. In some cases, we do those on our own, where if an individual is pursuing a healthcare-related career and it's in a need area within HRMC, we will basically offer, in conjunction with Build Dakota, to pay for their schooling. It's essentially a full-ride scholarship. And in return, those individuals make a commitment to come back and work for HRMC or within the Huron community for a period of time.
When you talk about the interest and the commitment, interest in any healthcare field, you know, is that one kind of locked down to a specific field, or is it really any health field?
It really is any health field for that one. We've scholarship students who have been interested in anything from sports medicine, you know, dental hygiene, those kind of fields as well. So it's pretty broad for that one.
Okay, great. And then as we get to the Commitment Scholarship, now that's a little bit more streamlined to those high need areas for our community, right? So right now, if you'd go through kind of maybe what are those high need areas that we're seeing in the healthcare landscape in our community and region?
Well, yeah, some of the scholarships that we've given out in the last couple of years, we've done a lot of nursing scholarships, both LPN and RN. There's specifically a high need for RNs within the HRMC community right now. So that's definitely one that we're highlighting. We've done lab techs, radiology techs, respiratory therapists. We've scholarshiped a couple of those in the last couple of years. So those would definitely be some fields that there's an interest out there of finding qualified candidates to be here long term.
Great. So within that scope of wanting to keep people here local, sometimes it happens that they go off to school somewhere else and we offer those scholarships. Just recently, we had a pretty good class of LPN graduates that had all actually been scholarshiped through the foundation, right? So That's through a local program. What's that look like? Can we offer things for people who maybe don't want to leave the community to go to school?
Absolutely. So through Southeast Tech at the Huron Community Campus, there are both LPN, LPN to RN program as well. And we have scholarship students in both of those programs. So if you're out there and you're looking for a nursing career, there absolutely is opportunity out there for you to go to school and get your LPN license or an RN license and not really have to pay for it. If you're planning on being in Huron long term, that opportunity is absolutely out there. So
excellent. And with the addition of the Breathe SD grants through South Dakota State University and kind of being able to grow our own respiratory therapists here as well, there's potential for them to have payment for their schooling with potential additional finance from the foundation, right?
Absolutely. Yep. We scholarshiped a couple students now who are doing there's a 2-year respiratory therapy program at South Dakota State. And we scholarshiped the first year through a commitment scholarship, and then they are going to be applying to that Breathe SD grant for the second year. They're going to get their degree in respiratory therapy from South Dakota State University, and they're making a commitment to come back and work in Huron and not having to pay for the schooling. So
great. Excellent. That's why the foundation is here, right? And why we have so many great supporters and donors. So if someone wants to apply, how should mm-hmm. they go about that?
Yeah, the application is online. It's very easy to fill out. If you just go to hrmcfoundation.org, and then there is a link there for scholarships, and there's links to apply to all three of those scholarships.
Okay, wonderful. And then that's a fairly quick decision, right? I mean, they hear about that later in the early summer.
Yeah, yeah. The due date on the application is March 31st, so we have to have those in by the end of March. And then we typically are letting students know by June 1st that they've been selected. So.
Okay, wonderful. Any highlights since you've been here, people that have started working in the community, of people who have kind of gone through that scholarship program and are now here serving their community?
Well, you know, yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily since I've been here, but, you know, I've got kids who are in and out of the clinic all the time with bugs and different thing. And I know we've got a couple students that have come through the program. So it's always fun to see that. And like you said, we had six students who recently graduated through the Southeast Tech LPM program. All six of them were HRMC Foundation Commitment Scholarship recipients. And they're all moving on to careers in Beadle County. So it's exciting to see those students have that opportunity and become part of our group here at HRMC.
Well, we appreciate everything the foundation and donors do to keep supporting our community with great healthcare workers.
Absolutely. We have wonderful donors, and they're making a significant impact to the future of healthcare in our community. So we greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely, and encourage anyone interested to go out to apply again at hrmcfoundation.org. Questions, they can call here to the foundation?
Yep, you can call me here at 605-353-6319, and that's a direct line to my office, and happy to answer any questions anybody has.
All right, wonderful. Thanks for talking about scholarships with us, Levi.
Excited to do it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.